This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, one of the most powerful hadiths, in my opinion, that gives you a mindset on how you navigate through hardships, through difficult time, is a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira and Abi Sa'id. So on Abi Sa'id and Abi Huraira, رضي الله عنهما, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها عن خطاياه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever experiences the following, and he listed a couple of things. He said, a believer who is experiencing the following. Nasab, number one. What nasab means? In the Arabic language, nasab means to feel very tired, very exhausted, very fatigued. A lot going on in your life to the point that you have no more energy. You just feel like you're done. So the Prophet ﷺ said, that's the first thing. If you were to experience it, stay until you know the reward at the end. It's a mindset, remember. So he said, nasabin, wala wasabin. Wasab is a sickness, is a marad that really attacks your body to the point that also, you know, makes you somebody who is not able to do anything. Somebody who just wants to, you know, go through the pain that he's going through or she's going through, and that's about it. You have no really strength to go out of your way and be productive. So, nasabin wala wasabin. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you also experience ham. And if you remember one of the khatiras, we spoke about the difference between ham and hazan. Does anybody still remember? Al-ham is the anxiety of the future. You're worried about things that may occur in the future. You're worried about your family. You're worried about your children. You're worried about your financial status. You're worried about your health. You're worried about whether you're going to be reunited with your family or not. You live in a place where you're separated from your family. Many things that you're just thinking about, you know, the future. And usually, alham, that's something that you have no control over. Something that's going to happen in the future and you have no control over it. And that's where the anxiety hits. And then hazan. We also said this in one of the khatiras. We said that hazan is some incident that occurred in the past and you're recalling it. You cannot get over it. Something that really made you sad and you cannot get over it. So you're recalling it from the past. And then the Prophet ﷺ gave one more, you know, condition if somebody is experiencing it as well. He said, wala adhan. Adhan, any kind of harm that you can possibly think about. Somebody hurts you. Somebody hurts your family. Somebody hurts your parents. Somebody hurts your children. Somebody hurts your spouse. Somebody hurts your reputation. Somebody hurts your dignity. Somebody hurts your honor. You know, experiencing this is not an easy thing to process. And then he said, gham. That's the last thing that he said, gham. What gham means? Gham in Arabic language, the linguistic definition of the word gham is to cover. Is to cover something. They even say when the moon covers the lights of the stars, they say it's gham. Why? Because it actually blocks it. And the scholars say, the scholars of the language, the Arabic language say that al-gham is really something that blocks your contentment, your surur. Something that is going on in your life that actually blocks any contentment to go through. You're just in consistent sadness. And then he said, he gave an example. The Prophet ﷺ said, حَتَّى الشَّوْكَ يُشَاكُهَا. He said, even if that pain is only a pain of a thorn. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, the result of somebody who's experiencing this is an expiation from somebody's sins. Allah forgives. Allah forgives whoever is going through this. Allah is beautiful, is Rahman, is Rahim. And Allah rewards me and you when we go that difficult time. Us as human beings, my dear brothers and sisters, we actually judge each other based on the results, not the efforts. You know, when you apply for a job, you're showing your resume and it always talks about the projects that you have done in the past, your degree, you always talk about your results. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values your effort and my effort. Allah values your journey and my journey. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years giving da'wah to people. And if we talk about results, he didn't really get good results. Very few people with Prophet Nuh alayhi salam believed with him. 950 years working day and night, full-time job. Just think about this. Full-time job, working day and night. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. Ya Rab, I've been working, I've been giving da'wah to my people day and night. And it's not working, there are no results. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we respect the most about Prophet Nuh alayhi salam is the fact that he was tough and he went through it, the effort, the pursuit, the sa'i. So never think that Allah will overlook my effort and your effort. Many parents are sad because, you know, they have invested so much time with their children and their children failed them. They have done everything possible. We experience this through many people. They just, you feel that sadness. Why? Because they have invested everything in their children and yet their children failed them. You invested everything with your spouse and yet your spouse failed you. You have put everything possible, all of your effort, and then you don't get results. And you think that Allah is displeased with you or is angry with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, I'll end with this, وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Allah says, what matters for the insan, for the human on the day of judgment, is this idea of effort and pursuit, is the sa'i. And then he said, on the day of judgment, me and you will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will only look at your sa'i in the dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to continue to have the strength to go through the challenges of this life, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, and give us tawfiq in finding the right effort, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give relief to those who are going through difficult time, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.